Hey guys, this is Kevin from News Rocky coming to you today. And the topic today that we're going to discuss is the Second Amendment. Some of you fans out there of News Rocky know that I am a huge proponent and supporter of the Second Amendment. I think it's part of the fabric of this country. The fact that we have the right to bear arms is an important part of our constitutional rights, but it also is infringed by our First Amendment rights. Why are the Second Amendment rights so important? For that very reason. The more we have an attack on our First Amendment, the more that we see a siege going on between the political parties in Washington, D.C. and the corporate media on us and the freedom to us to speak our minds, the more important the Second Amendment is. So folks, on News Rocky today, we're going to delve right into this topic. We're going to bring up some footage from one of my favorite presidents of all time and hear his comments before we start our commentary. So thanks again for tuning in to News Rocky, and we are discussing the Second Amendment of Rights of Americans. And welcome back, guys. And what we're going to talk about right now is I wanted you to listen very closely to one of my favorite presidents. My favorite presidents of all time, and I think in history will prove that one of the greatest presidents to ever serve, Ronald Reagan. If we can cue that up, I'd like to listen to that and we'll come back.
You pointed out that police would be so busy arresting handgun owners that they would be unable to protect the people against criminals. It's a nasty truth, but those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience. You know, I've always felt a special bond with the members of your group. You live by Lincoln's words. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Your philosophy put its trust in people, so you insist on individuals be held responsible for their actions. The NRA believes that America's laws were made to be obeyed and that our constitutional liberties are just as important today as 200 years ago. And by the way, the Constitution does not say that government shall decree the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Guys, that's Ronald Reagan. Now, if you heard in that opening remarks with Ronald Reagan, obviously, the president of the United States at that time, talking to this group at the NRA, obviously in Washington, D.C., back in the time when Ronald Reagan was serving. He actually opened right up with his importance of the Second Amendment, the fact that the people have the right to bear arms. And as we all know in this great country and the history of America, not only did Ronald Reagan know that he was on the right side of this conversation, he also had been attacked and attempted murder on him. He was shot. He was shot in the public square, so to speak. It was there for all of America. In fact, the Brady Act came out of that. One of his cabinet members was wounded and obviously suffered greatly from the shooting. But Ronald Reagan walked away from that, not turning his back on the Second Amendment, not looking at the legal gun owners to blame, but to look at the mental health side of things. You know, we had a show recently here on News Rocky talking about addiction and mental health in this country. One of the problems is that politicians against the Second Amendment, politicians who want to look at the ability to take our rights away as American citizens, the people who want to take our guns away from us under our rights, under our Constitution, are the same people who want to divide this country on a variety of other topics. We look at the divide right now in this country on racial issues. Think about it for a moment, folks. The majority of fatalities and actual homicides that take place across this country are in those Democratic-controlled locations where the same people who claim they want to have gun control are the same people who fight to change laws to allow people who are charged with or sentenced with gun charges to get out of prison early. Now, I ask you to just focus on this for a moment. Think about it. Your right to carry a gun legally is being challenged by the same person who says, I don't want to see this person go to jail for a long time. Let's get them out of prison, even though they didn't serve the appropriate amount of time. And let's get this criminal back to the street. This criminal who has taken an illegal gun and utilized it. And by the way, when you talk about, all guns are going to get wiped away, guys, There's 350 million people plus in this country. There's millions of guns in this country. And I don't care what government agency thinks they're going to do it. You're never going to take the guns away from Americans. You know why? Because we won't allow it to happen. We already see this movement under this sort of socialist anarchy sort of driven with Antifa partners, this George Soros connection with corporate media, moving these conversations into the mainstream, trying to divide us even further. The same tactics were used when we had George Floyd. The same tactics have been used when all of these repulsive situations took place. The same tactics that are being used currently under this current administration, that's Joe Biden, in criticism of the previous administration. The Second Amendment should be a right that we all want to sustain. We do not, I believe me when I say this, folks, if you don't know what history is about to tell you, then you need to open your eyes and your ears. Guys, do you know how long it took for Hitler to take control of his reign? It was less than 5 years from the time that he was in a prison to the time he was running that country and destroying humanity. Guys, this is the brink we're on right now. The fact that we have people in this country who want to limit your First Amendment rights, take away your Second Amendment rights. And guys, let me ask you a few questions. If you're really honest, if you're really honest about supporting this current administration and the liberal movement towards these very conversations we're talking about today on News Rocky, why is there a military presence around the Capitol and the White House? Why is all of Washington, D.C. under this administration being protected by soldiers with guns? We are in a militarized zone in Washington, D.C. today that we never have seen before in this country's history. Now, you tell me, all the people out there that want to talk about, well, they got to be out there because of the Trump people. Where are the Trump people? Back to work? Back home? Still feeling the same broken promises from failed governments time and time again? The same people? And by the way, the Trump supporters, they're not white. They're not black. They're not Hispanic. They're Americans. Americans do not want to see any more destruction of our rights. And you know, unfortunately, for the people who want to come out on this conversation here in the state of Connecticut, for example, we suffered some incredible major tragedies. In fact, we just had Alex Jones on the show and we talked about the Sandy Hook situation and the effects of the Second Amendment. But think about it, folks. That lousy piece of flesh that committed that act that day, that lousy human, that person was mentally ill. And the systems that failed up to that point were parenting, were the mental health system and the ability for people to take control of their own actions. Unfortunately, that mother died under her son's reign of terror that day. And no one will deny whether or not those weapons of mass destruction, as people have called them, because the carnage there was amazingly horrific, can never be denied that it was tragic. But this has a total different conversation. And the attack on the Second Amendment here in Connecticut and across this country, it's not going away. In fact, if you see right now what Joe Biden is planning to do, under his new administration, he is pushing a anti-gun policy through the legislature. And by the way, guys, Congress is all but a done deal. It now has only the ability in Senate. And since the loss of those two positions in Georgia for those two senatorial positions, we are now in a greater challenge and a tragedy about to happen with those folks who value your Second Amendment rights. Because the simple fact is they're coming after him. You see, politicians have learned that they can divide us on conversations. You know, it used to be, honestly, we were divided on one of the most dominating conversations was Roe versus Wade. And now this conversation is sort of, you know, you see politicians on the right side, even someone like myself who's conservative saying I'm pro-choice, obviously, I have a daughter, but I'm also pro-life when it comes to that of a heartbeat. So that conversation has elevated and left us. The big conversation today is the fight against First Amendment rights and your Second Amendment rights. And I think there's a correlation between these two attacks strategically planned by those administrations that have served previously under the Democratic regime and those that are currently serving. And what is that? It's simple control. They want to diminish the ability for this country to stand up for itself. for the American people to step up and stand up and be heard, because the one divider between us and our government, that military government that we now see in Washington, D.C., is our ability to exercise our Second Amendment rights. Why do you think during the Trump administration, we never saw any of this? The only time that the Trump administration took any type of military action domestically here was to fight Antifa and the extremist party of the Black Lives Matter movement during this country's past at least year plus of division. Not just with the COVID issue, but obviously the George Floyd and the racial issues that faced us all as Americans. Guys, we went through this experience together. We know we have to talk about these conversations. But the fact of the matter is, this administration is coming after your guns. They're going to take your gun rights away. And if they can't do it through a legal process of changing the laws, they'll raise the taxes. They'll start to raise it so high that the average individual, the deplorables of the country that can't afford ammunition or weapons, will be taxed out of the ability to do it. See, this is what government thinks sneaky-like. They don't think the ability for everyone to be heard is actually the rights of all Americans. They believe that they have control. And by the way, this isn't just a Democratic issue. The fact of the matter is many, many issues have taken place under Republican control. And we've seen things under George W. Bush happen to this country that we can call out. And we can also continue this conversation on those who serve currently across this country and have taken this as a defense to this. We look what happened with Congresswoman Green. Was she affiliated with some really intense conversations, with some thoughts during her campaign? Prior to being elected, this individual spoke freely. And the cancel culture conversation that also wants to cancel your constitutional rights. It doesn't end with just speech. It's coming after your Second Amendment rights. They canceled her. This proponent of guns, this Second Amendment rights, this congresswoman who serves her district, who elected her. Your voices in Congresswoman Green's district, you've been silenced. Who's next? Who's next to be silenced? Talk up and speak up about your positive confidence in the Second Amendment and the support of it, and you will be canceled next. Because the cancel control policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. under this administration, they're coming after your Second Amendment rights. We heard Ronald Reagan talking to that group of NRA members back then. And just think about it today, under the current situation we're in. What would Ronald Reagan say today? Would Ronald Reagan speak the same way, even after being a victim of gun violence? He was a living victim. It's almost as if you can't tell him how to feel. He believed what he said. You see, because he realized that our Constitution and our founding fathers realized a few things. We always have to have the difference between us and the administration, the control party, the politicians. Those who have controlled our destiny for many, many years are now reaching all-time high of total control. They have attacked your First Amendment rights. Do you think as they further go down the line and take more of your First Amendment rights away, that they won't try to then defeat the Second Amendment? Because you see, when you talk about these things now on these social media platforms or anywhere out there, they cancel you. The corporate media won't cover these conversations. In fact, they ignore them. The only thing they cover is carnage or things that happen with shootings. But again, I want you to think about it. Where are these shootings taking place in this country? They're taking place in Democratic control locations. Sure, we do have shootings that take place in other locations. There's no argument to that. But the predominant number of these homicides that take place with illegal guns are taking place by second, third, fourth, and fifth time criminals, and even further out, 10 times, 20 times, incarcerated, in and out of the system. The system in those areas are controlled by who? Democratic control, and they say, you know what? We want to early release these people back to the street. They early release people back to the street without any training and ability to get back to get a job. And what do? They go back to what they know. And they buy an illegal gun, and they commit another crime. And in most cases, somebody loses a life because of irresponsible politicians. You want to look at gun control? We should have politician control. What I'm going to advocate for is we pass some congressional measures that have to do with politicians who pass and attack the freedoms of this country and by passing bills that attack our constitutional rights. We should be coming after you. You want to talk about canceling other people that have other opinions? You want to talk about how you are going to go and attack and you're going to expose? We should start exposing you for the fakes and phonies you are. You see, each and every one of these people, like a Joe Biden, for example. I'm going to take exception to Joe Biden because for years he was tough on crime. He, in fact, helped pass some of the strongest bills that passed forward for judicial system to put incarcerate more black American men than any other president or anyone else in Senate or Congress who is now serving. He is affiliated with all the laws that passed. Gun control, all the strengthening of laws were your president, Joe Biden, who passed those laws while he was serving in the Senate. But yet, now the narrative changes. Now he's in the office of the presidency. And we have Kamala Harris as the vice president. And these anti-gun policy makers are coming after your Second Amendment rights. I don't care if you carry a long rifle, if you carry a shotgun. They'll claim that, oh, we don't care about your hunting rifles. We don't care about that. We just, you know, like Chris Murphy here in the state of Connecticut, one of my favorite senators. And Chris, we still want you to come on the show, even though I pick on you a little bit and call you Baby Arms or, yeah, I think it's Baby Arms Murphy. You did it to yourself because you were getting the shot of COVID there and you just look like you have little baby arms. I'm sure you're a smart guy and did a lot of studying. You didn't do a lot of working out. But anyways, the bottom line is we have people across this country, they think attacking the Second Amendment is the right thing to do. I'm calling to all the American people today. News Rocky's doing an all call. We all need to get in the ring and fight on this one. I don't want to give up my Second Amendment rights because some pencil neck geek in Washington, D.C. thinks it's cool to go with a national corporate media narrative to try to attack us, the legal Americans. See, they're trying to defend illegal criminal activity by attacking us, the Americans, the real patriots of this country. Time is up on this one, guys. You better wake up. And if you don't start standing up for your Second Amendment rights, I will promise you the next thing is your First Amendment rights. And you will be sitting there outside looking in and wondering, what did we do wrong and how can we change this? And by then, it will be too late because the socialist movement's coming for you. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. They're not going to distinct between the two. They're going to come right after you and take your rights away as well. This pushes on in this country, folks, and I'm passionate about the Second Amendment. I'm passionate about our First Amendment, and I'm passionate about every American in this country. We need to stand up for ourselves, and it starts with this today. Thanks for tuning in to News Rocky. Tomorrow we get back in the ring Monday through Friday. We come to you at 4 p.m. right here from the Forward TV Network here in downtown Norwich, Connecticut. Guys, we'll see you back in the ring tomorrow.